All right, welcome to the first IGG Extra.
We are so excited to have you here, kicking it off with a little summer update, filling you guys in on what's been happening.
I feel like I've been off of school for like a year, but it's only been a couple of weeks.
Thank goodness. Don't rush summer.
I know. So it's been an exciting like week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah, birthday girl. Happy 42nd.
Yeah, birthday. You should know this. It's almost yours.
I feel like I question what my age is a lot of the time. That's why I was hesitating. All right, fill us in, birthday girl.
I had quite a birthday weekend because it started off really, I considered the 4th of July at your house a kickoff. Like we just hung out by the pool all day. Mm-hmm. We had some good food. And then the next day, Anthony took me to this restaurant that I've been dying to go to. It's called Bonnie and Clyde in Fairport, and it's a bank. It used to be a bank, but they turned it into a restaurant. And there was like, you could eat in the vault, but you have to have like a group of people. So
How many people do you need to have in the vault?
It looked like maybe 6 to 10, the table when I walked by.
Happy birthday, Lauren, in the vault.
Let's see if they do gluten-free. But okay. I haven't been able to experience food because of my gastroparesis for a long time, but I think I'm in a little bit of a gastroparesis remission, and I've been able to eat things that I haven't eaten in like 6-7 years.
It's so amazing.
So I spoiled myself a little bit, and I got empanadas, and I got fried goat cheese, and I got scallops, and I got a whole creme brulee. So I went a little crazy.
My mouth is watering.
Everything was so delicious, but like the portions come out, and Anthony's like, "That's it?" I'm like, "Yeah, this is a fancy restaurant."
Baby portions.
He's like, "Well, I'm going to order the pasta because then they'll give me a lot." And then they brought out the bowl and he was like, "What?" It's like a baby bowl of pasta.
He's got a big appetite. We need a big bowl.
Oh, my God. And then the next night, we went to see the Beach Boys with John Stamos at CMAC.
Okay, which was so fun.
Oh, my God. Well, for me, I'm a diehard Beach Boys fan. It was a bucket list item for me. We were the only two people in our section standing.
Yes, that was kind of...
I mean, Liz stood for a couple songs, but like I was like, I'm not sitting for this concert. I want to sing every word to every song. It was like everybody around us was like really old.
I know, but I just can't have my butt in a seat at a concert.
No.
Like you're meant to stand at a concert. Maybe one day I'll feel differently.
This was my first ever early concert because they went on at 5 o'clock and the sun was raging. It was like 95 degrees. I thought I was going to die of heat stroke.
We sweat so much. So much sweat.
But we got to see Uncle Jesse.
And he sang.
Oh, he sang forever. Oh my God. That was a moment.
That was such a moment. I almost cried.
And you made a post and he liked it. So like.
John Stamos liked our reel. Yeah,
come on. We have lived.
Thank you, John Stamos. Maybe he's listening to this. We love you.
We love you, John Stamos. Diehard Uncle Jesse fans here
always.
Also.
Love Full House.
And then the next day, my actual birthday was our embryo transfer.
Okay, this is a drum roll, please.
I can't do a drum roll.
This is what everybody's been waiting for. Give it to us.
Yes. So we froze all our embryos on day 3. So they're day 3 embryos. When we got there, because they have to thaw them that morning. So like as we were driving, I'm like, our babies are coming off the ice right now. We get there. It was like so quick. Like we got there. They took us back. The nurse came in. She checked. Everything was great. The only thing is you have to have a full bladder. And then they like press on you with the ultrasound thing. I was like, oh my God, I don't want to pee on the doctor. Don't pee on the doctor. Don't pee on the doctor. He came in. Everything was great. The embryologist, one of our embryos, after it thawed out, it upgraded itself.
Okay, that is fantastic.
So it was a 2.8. It upgraded itself to a 3.8.
Wow. Yeah, whole point. Yeah, that's so amazing.
We transferred a 3.8 and a 2.6.
That 3.8, I'm telling you, it's going to be an overachiever. I feel it already.
I feel it already.
Yep. Really driven, ambitious. I love it. I can resonate with that.
So, and then we got our lucky French fries, and we actually had a lot of people get some French fries for us for good luck. So keep an eye out for maybe a little video of that. And then we came home and relaxed. And then you guys and my parents and my neighbor and our friends Keegan and Taryn came over and we had cake and
gluten-free cupcakes. Thank you. They were delicious.
Sherilyn's. It was just such a nice night.
It was a good night.
It was a great day. I felt like I was floating on a cloud all day. Like, what a great birthday present.
I mean, honestly, it's like the gift of life. Like, you really can't get any better than that on a birthday.
No. Oh, my God. On, like, my birthday. It's so funny because, like, every room you go in at the clinic, they're like, say your name and your birth date. So I'm like, Stephanie Myra, 7783. And they're like, oh, my God, happy birthday. Oh, my God, this is the best birthday present ever.
It really is. Oh, I love it. Yeah. Well, happy birthday, room, and congrats.
Next time we see you guys, I'll be able to give you an update. So right.
Love it. Stay tuned for that.
How about you? What's gone on so far in your summer?
Well, I feel like it was quite the whirlwind. School ended, and I hopped on in a car to a train down to New York City. Yeah. So it was super fun. I have Connor here with us today.
Hi.
Because he's going to share a little bit about our New York City trip. So basically, it was a spur of moment thing. I think I shared in our last episode what we were doing. So honestly, it was the best Mama Connor adventure I think we could have ever had. Everything went so perfect. We were in such great energy. Mm-hmm. So many good things happened. We took the train down. We had a great hotel in Times Square. We did the Statue of Liberty. We did Central Park. We did all the gluten-free food we could find. And the Find Me Gluten-Free app was critical why we were there, because we did get at one point to a restaurant where we thought we were going to get gluten-free smoothies and snacks before we were going to the Statue of Liberty. And it was like, time was short. There was not a ton of time. And we walk in there and they don't have smoothies. And Connor, did they even do gluten-free in that first place we went?
Yeah.
Oh, they did. They just didn't. It was like one of those places that were very like exotic foods. And that's a 10-year-old wants to eat. So I'm in the moment. I'm like, oh my goodness, we've got to get to the Statue of Liberty because we had to be there by like 1:30. I'm looking at the clock, and if you have ever been to Manhattan, to get from one place to the other, even though it's three miles, it's going to take you 30 minutes.
Yep.
So Find Me Gluten-Free app, open that baby up, scrolled in. We found the best. It's a Brazilian cafe, and they had Brazilian cheese bread and smoothies. It was so delicious, and we were able to find it, get there, and get to the Statue of Liberty on time. Had a great gluten-free pizza situation, right, Connor?
Yeah.
And we wanted Connor to come on, actually. Not we didn't want Connor to come on. Connor really voiced wanting to come on again, right, buddy?
Yeah.
He wanted to share his perspective of our New York City trip with the listeners. So start us off, Connor. Give us your perspective.
The place Tap we went to, as Mom said, the Brazilian cafe, it was so good. I really liked the cheese bread.
Oh, it wasn't just the cheese bread, though. We did cheese bread, and I was surprised you liked this, buddy. It was the
pesto
cheese bread.
Pesto. I'm going to make you some fresh pesto.
Ooh.
I was surprised he liked it, because he's kind of particular with strong flavors. And I think pesto is a pretty strong flavor.
Hey, pesto's green. You don't eat my green stuff.
It wasn't green when I bit into it.
Oh, so I have to sneak the green stuff in. I get it now. Yeah,
you really couldn't tell. I actually took a bite of his. I'm like, and I love pesto. I preferred the cheese bread. So it worked out great. So how many times did we go there, Connor?
Twice.
Oh.
And where was your favorite place to enjoy that cheese bread?
Sitting down next to the Statue of Liberty. It was really fun.
It was. We had like a little picnic situation.
Gluten-free picnic.
Yes, because when we got there, they had a nice cafe and a restaurant, but there was nothing we could eat there. Yeah. So we unpacked our Brazilian gluten-free cheese bread and had a little picnic right next to the Statue of Liberty. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of the Statue of Liberty, tell us about it, Connor.
I liked being at the top of the pedestal. Mom had a real hard time climbing up to the top of the steps.
What do you mean by that?
Was I
huffing and puffing?
Yeah.
She's a little too old for that many steps.
Yes.
It's only 197.
Only 197. Here's the thing. I did it. I got up there. And I honestly, because I'm training for a half marathon. I'm running. I'm in shape.
The stairs is different.
In the moment, I felt okay. I was definitely a little out of breath. It was the next day when I woke up. I go, buddy, I can't get out of bed. I'm like, my hip, and I had shin splints in my back.
I had to basically push mom out of bed.
Oh, my God.
It was definitely quite the experience. I'm like, well, I guess you're working different muscles climbing stairs than when you're running. Yep. So there's that.
But you climb stairs every day.
Not that many.
Not 197. All right. Tell us about the boat ride.
The boat ride was super cool, and it cooled us off on the way to the Statue of Liberty. I liked that.
That's good.
Boat rides are good for that.
Yeah. How was it seeing the Statue of Liberty in person?
It was really cool. I got to be in France.
You got to be in France. Keep saying that.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because Statue of Liberty was made in France.
Yes, technically.
So I've been in France.
Okay. Because she's been in France?
Yeah.
I love your math. All right. What was your second favorite part?
Going on a horse and carriage ride around Central Park. It was really cool when we got to see the Balto statue.
I didn't even know that was there. How'd you know it was there?
We read... last year in third grade, we read the book Balto.
Okay.
Yes, yes. All right. Last question, Connor. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Tell us how a real New Yorker eats a slice of pizza.
You fold it in half and eat it like a sandwich.
Okay. Good to know.
Yes, yes. So where did we go?
We went... Don Antonio's.
Mm-hmm. And what did they have there that made us feel really safe?
What did they have?
A dedicated...
gluten-free kitchen.
And fryer. Ooh. And I got to have rice balls.
Oh, I love rice balls.
All right. New York City pizza compared to Rochester pizza, Connor.
Way better. New York City's way better.
Way better.
I don't know what they're doing down there, but I couldn't agree more. Is the sauce? Is it the water? Is it what? Because there are people who live in the city who are from New York City who makes pizza down there. They come to Rochester and they open up pizza places here and it just doesn't taste the same.
Maybe, I don't know.
Like that's Joe's Brooklyn?
Same thing with bagels.
Yes. It's just, I'm gotta convinced be the water. It's the water. That's my thought. But who knows? Still unpacking it. All right. Let's shift a little here, Rome. Let's talk a little bit about reading TVs. What do you got going on? What books? What shows?
We just finished season 4 of The Bear. I loved it.
You're such a foodie.
I'm a foodie. You probably would have hated it. There's a lot of like monologues and like focusing on certain characters. Mm-hmm. And you really have to be invested in the characters. But I'm so invested in the characters. And like I had to watch it. So watch that. I'm finishing up newest season of Ginny and Georgia right now. You watch Ginny and Georia?
No, I do not.
Oh my God.
Do you watch it with Anthony or by yourself?
No, I watch this one by myself. Really good. This season has so many twists. Like I feel like I'm like, what? Oh my God, this is happening? Like it's really, really good. So
I'll have to try
it. Ginny and Georgia is a good one.
Nice, nice. Yeah. I'll have to try it.
And right now I'm reading Emily Henry.
Who am I reading?
You're reading Emily Henry.
Okay, I'm like blanking on the author's name.
You're reading Beach Reads.
Yes.
I'm reading The People We Meet on Vacation. Okay. Oh, it's so good. I'm almost done with it. Like, I'm powering through it every night, but I love her books. You just go right through them. Like, she's such a good writer.
Yes, she really is. She really is. Yeah, so I'm reading that book. But I don't do fiction books during the school year just because I don't have the bandwidth. Yeah. I usually just read in the summers or on break. So I was like all excited. I'm like, oh, Sean's like, you got your fiction book out? I'm like, yeah, I do. Get my head out of a personal development book and give myself a break a little bit. But I'm really liking it.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm almost halfway through. One. Right, Connor? I'm pretty far through.
Yeah.
Actually, what are you reading right now, buddy? What's that series that you're reading?
Treasure Hunters.
Treasure Hunters.
And it's written by James Patterson.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes. On book. What book are you?
7.
Wow. Look at you go.
He started it middle of June this year.
And you're already on 7?
Yes.
Geez, man. You're going to beat my book record before I do.
Mm-hmm. 200 pages each one. No. Yeah.
With a lot of chapters, right? And James Patterson writes adult books, and his kid series are amazing. Dog Diaries, he also wrote, right? Which was really another good series. So if you have a reader in the ages of like 8 to 10, check out Treasure Hunters and Dog Diaries. Yeah. We highly recommend.
Ally Cross was good too.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one also.
Wow.
Full of book racks.
Over there.
We are such readers. And Sean loves to read too, but guess what? Guess who's wearing something new when he reads now?
Sean have glasses?
Yep. Right.
Oh, out and Sean on the podcast.
You look so handsome, though. I'm like, oh, you look so sophisticated over there.
He looks funny.
Well, it's just because you're not used to seeing him in glasses.
I'm like, hello, are you reading? Very, very handsome in his new reading glasses.
Are you and Sean watching anything good?
We are. Right now we're watching, I'm blanking on the name, with Jessica Biel. The Better Sister, it's called. Yeah. And it's not, we usually don't get into these like darkish shows. Ooh, like that.
Sounds like I would love it already.
You guys would, you and Anthony definitely need to watch. You haven't watched it yet, right?
No.
Okay. So you definitely need to watch it. It's definitely like crime scene-y and a little bit dark. Sean's like, this is not our vibe, but I love Jessica Biel. So I'm watching it because I love her. And it's actually pretty good.
Okay.
So check it out.
All right. Gonna have to, that'll be maybe our next watch.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. That's all we got for you guys today. We will see you again on July 28th for another IGG Extra.
I love that. IGG Extra. So candy. Fun. So fun. Well, thank you, of course, for always listening. We really appreciate likes, follows, and reviews wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And you can find us at I've Got Guts Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And you can email us at ivegotgutspodcast@gmail.com.
See you in 2 weeks.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.